Do you have any goals while, you know, while you're here in Wrangell?
We have several goals for our church here. We're starting some new programs, one for the young people for after school. We call them troops, but they are our version of Boy Scout, Girl Scouts. The kids come, they earn badges, but it's all done through the Salvation Army. And we call them the Adventure Corps for boys and Sunbeam and Girl Guards for girls. So we are starting some youth programs. I may start a timbrel troop. A timbrel is basically a tambourine with a head on it. And I did that in Klawak, and they really enjoyed it. The kids had fun. So when we got here, the first thing they said was, we want to do timbrels. And we're also doing a women's ministry program starting next Saturday called Home League. Most of the folks out there should know that. And we're going to have that a lunch, and then we have a short devotional time, and we do some crafts. Our biggest event coming up is in April. We are hosting the Salvation Army Alaska Congress. Do you want to tell the folks about that?
Well, folks familiar with the Salvation Army will know. The Congress is like a gathering of the Salvation Armies in Southeast Alaska. And we're expecting about 200 people to come into town for a weekend of meetings and celebration and parades and things of that nature. So we'll be looking for help when that comes up.
Yes.
We're also starting a family night on the first Friday of each month, doing a dinner, potluck kind of thing, games, just some fun time for the family. And everybody's invited to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be looking at other things that we want to do as time goes along and we get to meet people.
We also want to participate with the Wrangell Ministerial Association. And coming up, I don't know when they normally did it, like say October, I'm just saying that. We would like to do a food drive, of course, and assist with putting Thanksgiving boxes together and also assist with the Thanksgiving dinner, too. And so we would like to do more with the other churches here in Wrangell.
What inspired you to join the Salvation Army?
Well, I'll tell my story first. I was basically an atheist for most of my life. I grew up going to church, knowing the stories and everything, but never feeling them, you know, deep inside. And when I met my wife the first time, she had a strong faith, and she slowly but surely got me involved. And what happened was she was going to a different church, and then she started going to the Salvation Army. I would take her there in the morning, and I'd go home, and she'd go to church all day. And then I started taking her there and sitting in the parking lot, knowing that there were 7-Eleven down the street where I can get coffee and donuts. Then I found out they had free donuts inside. So I went inside and started talking to the people, started going to the church, and there was a gentleman, his name was Ernie Tate, who got me involved. And it just went from that to my getting saved, becoming a stronger part of the church, and then at one of the conferences we went to, we got the calling to go into officership, we call it, the seminary, the pastorhood. And once that happened, we both kind of agreed that's what we wanted to do and just started going through the motions until we got all of our paperwork finished and got everything done. And in 2002, we went into the seminary.
Well, I've always been a strong Christian ever since I was young. And I started going to the Salvation Army because my mother was involved with the Home League there. And I just stayed because it felt like the first church that I felt a part of and accepted in. People were warm and friendly, and I really enjoyed being there. And then, like Ronnie says, I brought him in. We were dating at the time. And we both received a calling to become officers. So that's what we did. And we had to basically sell off pretty much a lot of our stuff and pack everything up and move down to Los Angeles for 2 years.
Well, since you guys already have the experience of Southeast Alaska, do you plan on doing anything recreational around here? I ask that with everybody who's new in town.
Well, I'm not much of a hunter, but I do love fishing. And the problem is I haven't had much of an opportunity to do it. So if there's anybody out there that's got a boat and wants an extra passenger, you know, I would love to go fishing at any time. And I'm also, I love the bears and the wildlife, so any chance I can get to go someplace to see them. Don't ski much or anything like that. So that's for me.
Well, we've always been movie fans, so I'm just happy there's a movie theater here. But, yeah, I like to get involved with the women's groups, and I don't know. I'm just kind of a homebody, and otherwise I just hang out here at the church or with the women's groups or whatever.
We don't have any kids, but we do have two basset hounds. So you'll see us occasionally driving down the road in the white van with the puppy dog heads hanging out the side window. So that's how people know us. They actually know us because of the dogs better where we just came from.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anything else you would like to say?
Well, I just want to say what a great opportunity it is to minister here in Wrangell and getting to know new people and a new place. And I'm always excited about that when the Lord gives us that opportunity. And, of course, we don't know how long we'll be here. But we're hoping a while, yes. And we just hope to make the best of it. And to see our church grow and our folks just get closer to the Lord.
We are working on reestablishing the food bank, getting it built back up again. Mm-hmm. So that'll be open. Once we get kind of settled in a little bit better, we're going to be doing our hours as far as when we're going to be doing the food bank, thrift store, and all that other good stuff. We're looking for another location for the thrift store, so if there's anybody out there with some real estate, you know, have them give me a call. And the only other thing I'd like to say is, our doors are always open. You know, we're out on the streets where people know where we live. If you need somebody to talk to, come and talk to us. We love to meet people. We love to get to know people. And the more people I know around town, the better it is.